Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled because today we have with us Jean Parrish, PhD, CRC. Jean is the founder CEO of Life Care Wellness, PEP for Angels, Inc., and is an award-winning transformational author, and has also been inducted into the Expert Insights best-selling Authors International Organization, and has all kinds of wonderful things to share with us today, including some information about her books. Jean, welcome. Thank you so much.
Well, Vicki, thank you for having me. It's always a joy to connect with you, to share inspirational thoughts and messages, and I'm so delighted to be gifted with this special interview with you.
Well, I am as well. We're both blessed to be here. So, Jean, tell us a little bit for people who haven't had a chance to meet you yet. You have an extraordinary background. Tell us just a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life.
Well, Vicki, that is a wonderful question, and I'm so pleased to address it. First of all, I must share that I was the recipient of the Effie Mindful Award recently at the Effie Extravaganza in Manzanillo, Mexico. And this, it's a beautiful hourglass, and it has an inscription that says, "It is a beautiful thing when a career and passion come together." And actually, that highlights the essence of my career, and it's so relevant for me in terms of my writing journey and the essence of my whole transformational experience. I think there are three basic things. Of course, my education and career, my life-changing journey to Malaysia, and my award-winning opportunities with Expert Insights House of Opportunities. May I just briefly elaborate on each of those?
Absolutely. Please do, Jean.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Well, I've always had a desire to help others, and I sought out educational opportunities in the helping professional to fulfill this desire. So I obtained my bachelor's degree in psychology and my master's in rehab counseling, and then I furthered my education with a PhD in rehabilitation. My background in the field of rehabilitation includes working with persons who are blind and visually impaired at the Addie McBride Center for the Blind, and, of course, in a private counseling practice where I serve persons who are released from prison and on probation for community reentry. And then as a former administrator and as a professor in higher education, I continued and enjoyed training students to become professional counselors. And, of course, we were expected to publish in scholarly journals, being in academia, and I, of course, did so accordingly in various journals. My most prominent transformational life-changing event was my six-month stay in Penang, Malaysia, at University of Science Malaysia in the Division of Industry and Community Engagement. I was invited there by the former vice chancellor, Professor Dato Seixing Mei, and I worked in the Division of Industry and Community Engagement. And my charge was primarily working with the USM faculty and staff to write a book on volunteerism. So writing about the spirit of volunteerism, traveling to indigenous communities and remote villages, and also volunteering at Lions Reach Center for Children with Autism, and really changing my life. And, of course, I went through my own transformational experience as a result of that. So that was a significant piece of my journey as well, because my writing changed from academic to more transformational. And we end up writing the book, which is called Volunteerism in Malaysia, Fostering Civic Responsibility. And so while I was there, I kept journals. And when I returned home, I wrote my first transformational book, The Long Journey Home, about this journey. And I was one of 35 award winners in the 4th Annual Transformational Author Writing Contest. And I was fortunate enough to win your prize, which was to be featured in Published Magazine and for my first global interview. And that was the beginning of my journey. And I continued working with you and publishing in your books and, of course, being the recipient of the Effie Award. So I attribute, you know, my experience and workshops with you as a major part of my journey.
Oh, well, Jean, that's so generous of you. And you are so talented and you touch so many lives. I would love to know, what inspires you to create and to write? What's your true inspiration?
Well, Vicki, that is a wonderful question about what inspires me to write. I think if I could sum it up, there may be three important things. First of all, being present and spontaneous, having divine inspiration, and, of course, opportunities. And I'll just elaborate briefly on those. First of all, I put no pressure on myself to write. My most powerful inspiration is when I'm quiet or in nature or in tune to my inner voice. And it kind of shows me the way and gives me messages. So I'm quite spontaneous, and I write about anything that is inspirational or touches my heart. And so the present moment really offers so many opportunities. I remember one day while I was sitting in my car in a beautiful open field having lunch, I spotted a beautiful big yellow butterfly, and I followed its flight path for about 20 minutes. And I wrote a short excerpt about how this butterfly helped me stay in the present moment. So actually, I just look for inspiration from nature or whatever touches my heart. And, of course, writing about my life experiences with emphasis on my progression, on my life's journey, it inspires me to move forward. And I keep journals, like, everywhere, in my car, my nightstand, writing desk, to access these inspirational moments that really come spontaneously and also during the night when my mind is quiet and relaxed. And furthermore, working with you has catapulted my writing journey with these award-winning international bestsellers and the opportunity to work with you as a co-author in one of my favorites, my Joy Journal for Children, that's in English and Spanish, that we donate to hospitals and children in various settings. So I'm so pleased to be inspired with opportunities through you. And I think I've written in, I think, 5 of your books and participated in our recent Epic Awards extravaganza where I met authors from around the world. So I'm just elated by the opportunities that's been afforded me through Expert Insights, Home of Opportunity.
Yeah, and you are so deserving of all of those opportunities because you bring so much to it. And you touched on something that's really important. You're also so involved in all kinds of charitable activities, especially around children and around learning and about reading. It's just really a beautiful thing. So, Jean, I know that you're really inspired in your writing, and you said that you don't really force yourself. But have you had any challenges that you've been faced with your writing?
Oh, yes, of course, Vicki. And I think really not now, but more so when I began my writing journey. And to sum it up, it was overcoming fear. Courage, vulnerability, and authenticity. Those are the three things that I like to focus on. Because ultimately, I think we have to find our way home to our true self. So my writing has really connected me to my true self. And as a result of that, I don't really face the challenges that I did initially of judging myself or how other people would judge me, and my ego would constantly be shutting down my authentic voice. So I made a vow to be authentic in my self-expression. So I laid this voice to rest. And I believe that the best writing comes from your soul and your authentic self. And otherwise, you really don't connect with yourself and others. So now I feel like I'm free. I enjoy this authentic self-expression. And again, I think being in your workshops really helped me find my voice and have the courage to express myself openly and honestly. So I really don't experience those challenges that I did previously. And I do have a writing course that I teach at a local university college, an enrichment course, and I encourage students to be authentic because they're searching for their voice as well.
Yeah, that is really just so important. So what are some of your favorite tips about being able to write authentically and through that overcome your obstacles?
Oh, Vicki, that is a great question on favorite tips to aspire writers on their journey. First of all, I think journaling is very important because there's so many special moments that we capture, inspirational moments, thoughts. You can chart your progress on life challenges. I recall during my adolescent years, I had the tragic experience of losing my childhood sweetheart. He was killed in a car accident. And I wrote fearlessly in my journal poems, you know, thoughts, inspiration, and it really helped me express my grief and my feelings and my emotions. So I really started at that point with a lot of writing and really sharing my heart with myself, and it connected me with myself. So journaling is very important. And then you can capture those private moments for yourself. You don't really have to share them with anyone else, but it's an opportunity to express yourself to yourself. Also, I've been creating special sacred places for writing, and of course I have my writing area in my home, an organized writing desk with all my favorite Epi Awards and travel mementos, and I have two cherubs, my angel cherub and Gabriel, that inspire me as well. And I also created a meditational garden in my yard where I can sit out and write and connect with nature. So I think we have to find those sacred places where we can condition ourselves to writing. Also, joining writing groups in your community and online communities, that's very helpful. Taking writing courses, like I said, I offer the Transformational Writing class, which is an enrichment course, and I have students coming from all walks of life to participate in this course, to connect to their voice and engage in the creative art of writing and finding out more about their journey of life to help them improve their lives and move forward on their journey. Also, connecting to professionals like yourself, expert insights to really move forward on your writing journey. To review maybe books and magazines, articles that you might consider submitting, maybe articles to certain journals to get started. You might want to write blogs to get started as well to help yourself and others. So I think really just finding ways to be authentic, to be yourself and love yourself through your writing journey. So these are, I think, the tips that I will share, and to release fear and dare to be authentic.
Oh, that is so beautiful, really, really powerful. So you've written a number of books and participated in a number of bestsellers, and I would love if you could share with us, maybe pick your favorite book and what you hope that your readers would take away from the book. Tell us a little bit more about it and what you hope readers would really leave with when they're finished.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I love that question. And I think one of my favorites is My Joy Journal for Children. I think throughout my life, I have been a professor and worked with adults. And when I went to Malaysia and volunteered at the Center for Children with Autism, the Lions Reach Center for Children with Autism, I was so inspired by the children. And then I began volunteering at the Children's Hospital, and I got a grant through my Life Care Wellness Pep for Angels program and to do culture arts festival and storytelling series. And for some reason, I was so connected to the children. It connected me to my, I guess, inner child. And My Joy Journal for Children that we co-author is one of my favorites because we wrote that book in English and Spanish, and it provides an opportunity for children to connect with their voice, and we can use this book in groups and various types of settings, hospitals, schools, enrichment programs, where children can write, they can draw, and they can use their favorite pictures to, you know, share their voice or look at what inspires them. So My Joy Journal for Children is one that I think is one of my favorites.
I love that, and I love that book too, and I so enjoyed participating in creating that with you. It's so wonderful, and it's changing the lives of children for general learning, as well as children who are infirmed in hospitals literally all over the world. So it's just such a wonderful thing. A book is just such a wonderful thing. It really is.
And Vicki, now that people are pretty much at home, I think this is an opportunity to really connect the old-fashioned way. I think we got reviews on our book, My Joy Journal, that, wow, this takes children off of the Internet, away from the Internet. And, you know, they can draw and write and connect and share. So I think in the midst of what we're experiencing now, to really use this opportunity to read and share with each other.
Yeah, that's such a good point and so important. It's almost like we're rediscovering that.
Yeah.
So when you look at the work you're doing and the wonderful books that you've written and all the wonderful things and generous things you put out there, if you were to look at that almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you? How would you like to have your work and your books make a change in the world?
Wow, Vicki, that is a beautiful question. I think that there is so much power in writing and sharing your voice. And I hope to make an impact by inspiring people to cultivate a lifestyle of love, that they feel valued, to really inspire wholehearted worthiness, and most importantly, to be authentic, to discover your true self. That's the legacy that I would like to leave, really, for inspiration through my books. And even when I'm no longer here on this earth, claim that my books will speak for my life lived. And I hope that it will be well-lived and positive and make a lasting impact.
And it definitely will. It already has, and it definitely will continue to do so. And you're way too young to ask that question. I'm so glad
well,
you shared that with us.
We never
so
know.
Lovely. Well, listen, I know people would really love to connect with you, our listeners. Is there a website that they could go to do that and learn more about all of the wonderful wisdom that you share?
Well, yes, Vicki. I am pleased to invite our listeners to go to my website, www.jeanferrisjourney.com, and you will find different pages. You can access my blog page for inspiration and find out more about my books and projects. So feel free to connect with me through my website. And I look forward to hearing from the listeners.
Wonderful. Jean, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Vicki. My love and gratitude to you for your mission of service to authors, aspiring authors, your creative work, and services to all that make a difference in the world. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. And again, thank you for your generosity of your time and all of your wonderful wisdom. And for those of you out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOKMYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.